It's March 18, 2024, and Karthik Kannan is in CSUN right now, and we're going there in just a little bit. But before we do, it's time to do Tech Talk, and I am so excited to have Emir with us to talk about updates to the Envision glasses and other things as related to things that now jive with the glasses, which is very exciting. And so we're delighted to have you. And it must be a little bit of a culture shock dealing with this time because you're not obviously used to it. But we're glad to have you with us. And thanks so much for being here on Tech Talk.
No, thank you so much, John. I really appreciate, you know, you having us over. And no, it's not too much of a culture shock. I've been here a couple of days in California already. So I got used to the California times and absolutely loving the weather in LA. So glad to be here.
Very good. Talk to us a little bit. Tell us what's new with these glasses and what you're actually adding into the glasses to make it even better.
Sure. You know, I think there is a completely whole new, I would not say product, but I think it's a completely different way of using AI that we're introducing this year, right? And I'm sure a lot of, I think everybody is familiar with ChatGPT and all the cool, and AI is today the buzzword, and everybody's talking about AI and stuff like that, right? And, you know, about a year ago, we launched something called Ask Envision on the Envision glasses, where you could go ahead and scan a piece of document, or you could take a picture and you can have a conversation with it. So if you are at a restaurant, you could scan a menu card, and not only would the glasses read out the menu card to you, you can ask it a question like, hey, can you tell me all the vegetarian appetizers in the menu? Or can you tell me the price of red wine, for example, right? So that's something that we introduced about a year ago. And ever since we introduced that, we've been thinking that this alone isn't enough, right? Because traditionally, the way we have all used software and apps on our phones is, you know, apps have buttons and you click on buttons and it does something. And if you want to get to access a particular feature or want the app to do something for you, you actually go ahead and like have a press a series of buttons, memorize a series of steps in your head. And if somebody changes the layout of the app, then you have to learn all of that again. But we realized software and the way we interact with software can be radically different with the new age of AI that's coming in right now. And that's what we're kind of, you know, putting onto the glasses next, right? We're building what we like to call the Envision Assistant, which is basically a very simple conversational assistant that, you know, you can talk to directly and get things done. So instead of you having to press 2 to 3 buttons and asking it to scan a piece of text, you could just go ahead and take a picture and just directly ask it questions. Or, you know, you could go ahead and basically say, hey, can you read this out for me? And the glasses will understand you're trying to scan a document and then automatically go into that mode and scan the document for you. So it's more conversational. Secondly, it's personal. And that's what's very interesting. The glasses will be able to understand a lot more about you. You can give it information to it. For example, you could say, hey, my name is John. I'm a vegetarian. I like to go ahead and eat this type of vegetables, or I'm trying to lose weight and get ready for summer. So you could go ahead and give it personal information about yourself. And you can also have the glasses or the assistant be personal to you. So for example, my assistant is basically, like a Renaissance court jester from the 18th century who talks in flowery language and is very witty. You could be having, an assistant who is Alfred from Batman, right? So everybody can have give their own spin on their assistant. So, you know, you're not interacting with a generic character, you're basically giving it a personality. And lastly, the assistant is going to be available not just on the glasses, but it's going to be available on the desktop. It's going to be available on the web. It's going to be available on your phone, right? So you can have it everywhere with you, regardless of whether, what device you use, right? So that's basically what we're building next. And we're here at CSUN to show people a glimpse of that and invite people to go ahead and try this out as a private beta, right? And give us feedback and help us improve it. So it's a real thing. It's not like one of those videos that you see on the internet that tells you it's going to come somewhere in this year and never shows up. It's a real thing. It's here, and we're looking for people to test this out.
Karthik, talk to us a little bit about the AI concept with regard to the glasses. What will that be like?
Yeah, when you put on a pair of Envision glasses, you never have to interact with buttons or menus or stuff like that anymore, right? It's just about having a conversation. The assistant is built in such a way that it responds to you in less than 200 milliseconds, which is basically how much time a human being takes to respond to a query, right? So if you and I are having a conversation, the average time it takes for each of us to kind of volley back stuff to each other is about 200 milliseconds, right? And the assistant is we spent a lot of time making sure that it's as snappy as a human, if not snappier. We're doing demos of the assistant in our booth at CSUN. So anyone who's visiting CSUN, who's listening in on the show, please come by, and I'd be more than happy to show you how it works.
Very good. I'm wondering, and I think I asked you this question back on during Main Menu as well, is what kinds of things do you expect these AI voices to do for the glasses that haven't been done before? What kinds of things have you already experimented with?
We've experimented with a few things. We've experimented with connecting the assistant to the tools that you use in everyday life, right? Just to give you a quick example, what if you never have to open your email again and you could just simply ask, "Hey, can you give me a summary of what's of my inbox," right? Or what if you could have the assistant kind of look at your inbox, look at your calendar, and help you go ahead and give a rundown of your day based on what what's out there, right? That's one thing we've experimented with doing. Another thing that we've experimented with doing, of course, is like constantly updating the assistant with more information about yourself. Any assistant that you use today, be it a Siri or be it an Alexa or be it a Google Assistant, it's not very easy to make it personal. It's not very easy to give it information about yourself and update it about yourself, right? So that's another thing that we've experimented with that was not possible before. So you could have a conversation with the assistant and say something as a passing remark. You could basically say, "Hey, I'm starting to really like this comic book that I'm reading," right? And the assistant remembers that about you. And if you're looking for book recommendations later on, the assistant would go ahead and can get that information for you. So those are some of the things that we've experimented with as well. And it's just about with the glasses, you can just put them on and not have to interact with buttons or menus, just basically have a conversation back and forth with it. And that's something that we've experimented as well. And especially that's great for people who are slightly older, or people who are not very tech savvy, right? People who are not really used to using smart glasses or complex AI software. All they have to do is just go ahead and ask the assistant a question, and it interprets what you're looking for and basically guides you. So you could be in, I would say, in a room, and you could just say, "Hey, can you tell me where the empty chair is?" Right? And the assistant would know that you're looking to detect empty chairs in the room and would actually go ahead and pick the find objects feature on the glasses and then go ahead and tell you, "Hey, probably there's like an empty chair to your left, 2 feet away." So that's another thing that we've experimented with the glasses. All of this stuff not possible a year ago, but very much possible today.
And so, for people who are interested, what they're going to get glasses, and then they would have to update, right, for a yearly subscription to get to where you're presently demonstrating, or is that's not even out yet, right?
Yeah, that's not out yet as of today on the glasses. Like, as
Right.
it's not something that people who buy the Envision glasses will be able to use. Of course, we have a version of this already out on the Envision glasses. It's called the Ask Envision feature, where you can ask questions of either a picture or a document you just scanned. That's very much possible to do with the glasses as of today. And anyone who buys a pair of Envision glasses today, anyone who's owned a pair of Envision glasses in the past, will be able to go ahead and use those features today. And that's actually one of the most, or rather the most used feature on the glasses as of today, right? So that's very much possible for them to do. And what I'm talking about to you right now is a beta. It's an early version that we're showing people here at CSUN. But it will be available for people, in about a few months' time from now. And yes, for people buying the glasses as of today at CSUN, that will be available as an update for free. Yeah.
What do you actually think will be happening with? Is there any way to judge what will be happening, say, in a year's time in terms of what you're able to do? Do you think that far ahead?
Yeah, I mean, we do think that far ahead. I think there's going to be two key things that are going to happen, right? One, this stuff is going to get a lot smarter. A year ago, we couldn't imagine what we have built today. Or I would say a year and a half ago, 18 months ago, we couldn't have imagined what we built today. I think a year from now, I can't exactly imagine, what the leaps specifically are going to be, but I know that we will be getting AI that can reason much better than what is possible today. And what I mean by that is you could basically go ahead and ask an AI to do a task for you, like how you might ask a human to go do a task, and the AI will be able to, reason through the task a lot better than what it is able to do today. So you could say, hey, can you book a flight ticket for me from Anaheim to San Francisco, right? And the AI would be able to reason that, oh, wait, I need to search and Google, I need to find, the best tickets, I need to look into your agenda, see when it's best, possible to do. If you give it like a price range, it would be able. So that's that kind of stuff. Simple tasks, that simple, straightforward tasks that you do on the internet, you would be able to do that with AI in about a year's time, right? So that's something that I definitely think is going to be possible in the short term. Another thing that's going to be possible is that AI will understand a lot more types of inputs than what we have today. So today's AI understands text and images, right? Those are the two types of, inputs that it can accept. There is already AI on the horizon that can understand videos, right? And it's all just one AI. It's not like this, different AI or discrete AI that's trying to do this. It's all like one AI that's capable of understanding text, images, video, and very soon audio as well, right? So you will be able to under so you'll have AI that can understand more types of inputs. So technically speaking, you could just basically, again, have a conversation with an AI and it's able to understand more and more of the world around you more easily because it understands all the different types of inputs, right? You could be at a football game, for example, and you can take like a 30-second, clip of a football game, and then you could be like, hey, can you tell me what exactly is going on, or who is that particular player the ball's passed to? And the AI would be able to go ahead and do that for you, right? And you can do that even on videos, right? There's no, I mean, in the far future, we'll have AI that's smart enough to go through videos, by themselves and then caption the videos for you. But in the near future, you can take short videos or clips, and the AI will be able to go ahead and understand exactly what's happening in those videos and go ahead and talk to you about it, right? So these are the two things that I see happening, and these are the two things that I'm most excited about that I think could have a huge impact on the independence for people with blind or low vision,
The last time we talked to you on Main Menu, we talked about the fact that AI isn't always truthful. Sometimes it says things that are not true. I notice that especially with Alexa as well, but I've noticed it with AI as well. What kinds of things are happening and or will happen to make AI much more responsive and in essence, so that you don't have
Accurate.
to wonder about the accuracy?
No, I think that's a really good question. And to be honest, nobody knows, It's one of the things, for the first time in human history, We are building something that we don't fully understand. When you build a bridge or when you build a dam or anything out there that humans have built so far, even something as complex as like rocket engines and nuclear reactors, we understand to a large extent how they work, right? It's the first time ever in human history we're building something that we don't fully grasp, that we don't fully understand. And that is something that's weird, I mean, and a lot of work is going into making AI or understanding how AI works. And if we understand how AI works, we can go ahead and better align it towards human values so it doesn't do harmful things. And secondly, we are able to trust it, right? One big thing that we, one big sort of, I would say, research area for Envision and for other companies is something called grounding, right? So when you ask AI a question, you deliberately tell the AI to point out in the image as to where something is, sort of grounding its answers in the reality itself. So if I were to ask the AI, can you tell me, give it a picture of my room and say, can you tell me where the white chair is, right? Now, you can also, if you train AI in a specific way, you can go ahead and force it to basically draw a box around that white chair in the room, right? And you can train the AI in such a way that no matter what question you ask it, it will always be forced to, go ahead and ground itself in the information you give it, right? That's one way you can tackle hallucinations and make AI, I would say, more truthful. Another way, which is more painstaking and kind of works quite well, is you go through every single bit of information the AI is trained on, and you think of whether that information is actually true or not, right? That's what some companies are trying to do. It's not very easy because you have to go through billions of images or web pages, and truth is always subjective to some extent. So yeah, these are the two ways that we are working to make AI more grounded in reality. It's an open problem. I hope we solve it. There are a lot of smart people working on it, including the engineers at Envision. But yes, it's a problem that we're looking to solve slowly. Yeah.
Okay, Londa Peterson, you're first.
How do we, if we have the glasses already, and I know that I'm probably going to need to get the subscription, how do I do that and when should I do it? Because there's no way on the website to purchase it.
Yeah. When did you buy the glasses?
I bought them in October of 22, I think, when
Okay.
you had the iRope promotion.
Okay. So you can go ahead and so basically, if you will have your subscription, you can purchase a subscription through the Envision app on your phone. So if you open up the Envision app, just make sure you're on the latest version of the Envision app. If you open up the Envision app on your phone, you can just go ahead and make a purchase of it. You should have until 2024 to be able to make this purchase. So yeah, you should be able to go ahead and do that purchase directly on the Envision app.
Okay, yeah, because it is 2024 now,
Yeah,
so.
correct. Yeah, so yeah, you should be
And there's
able to
a discount through the end of March, right? March 31st, I believe.
Yeah, there is a discount that's there until the end of March 31st. You get a 30% discount when you make a purchase of the subscription through the Envision app. So you can just
Okay.
go ahead and make a purchase of it for $140 as against the $200. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I will be sure to do that then. Thank you.
Okay, next we have area code 518.
That's Beth
Hi,
from
this is
Beulah.
Mary Beth,
Hi,
and
Mary Beth.
I have the Envision glasses, and I just had a question about security. You go and you have this chit chat, with your glasses, and tell them all this stuff. How concerned should we be about security?
Oh,
Thanks.
that's a good question. And to be honest, it with the glasses, none of the conversations that you have with it are recorded in any way, because we don't need to record it. We're not looking to really build a Siri or an Alexa or stuff like that. We use We use technology that's available in the open, so we don't really need to, store these conversations in any way or form. So yes, you can go ahead and have these conversations, and you can be rest assured that those conversations are not stored. And if we do want to store them, rest assured, again, you will be told in very simple terms whether you want us to be able to store those conversations, how long we're going to be storing it, and actually for what purpose it is, if it's going to improve the product or not. And you are going to be able to opt out by default, right? That's the way we have done it with Envision always. Unless you choose to voluntarily opt in, we will just assume that you have opted out. And that's the way I would like my own products that I use in my daily life to be. And that's how we have built Envision as well. So yes, you can go ahead and have a conversation with it and say anything you want. And it's not something that we will go ahead and look into or use in any way. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Christopher, you're up next.
Thank you. Yes, I have, in addition to being blind, I have spatial learning disabilities that affect my proprioception and spatial awareness. So I'm wondering if, let's say, I want to scan a document, will it tell me if I'm lined up with the document correctly and which way to turn my head, up or down or left or right?
Yes, you will be able to, Christopher. That's one of the really cool things about the glasses is that it will guide you on how to scan a document before you can actually, before it scans it for you, right? So you don't have to second guess whether you have the entire document in frame or not. This is a very standard feature of the Envision glasses, and no matter what pair you buy, you will be able to go ahead and have this feature. One update that we're also going to be pushing in the next few weeks is it will also tell you the orientation of the document. Though the glasses can read document that's upside down, not the right way, sometimes people want to know the orientation of the document if they're holding it up correctly, and that's something the glasses will be able to tell you as well.
And how is it integrated with Aira?
So with Aira, you have the option to go ahead and connect your Aira account to the Envision glasses. And you will be able to make Aira calls directly from the Envision glasses without having to ever take out your phone. As long as your glasses are connected to the Envision to the internet, all you have to do is just connect your account with the glasses once, which is like a very basic process that we have. Then you'll be able to make calls to Aira. Yeah.
Great. Thanks very much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, Carla.
Well, this is so fascinating because I have the glasses. I've had them for a while, but I've been struggling with them. But they do a lot for me, but I still struggle with some off, things with them. But I was having similar subscription questions. So I can subscribe, my current glasses will be able to do all of these things once they're updated and I do the subscription, correct?
You will have all of these updates we just spoke about if you just make a purchase of the 2024 pass. Yeah.
Okay,
And
and then
very curious, Carla, what are the issues you are facing with the glasses? Like, in what way can we help? Is there something that we can do? Just, general question.
well, I'm just a general klutz is the problem. My fingers don't do what I want to, and then if I'm, I don't, it's just it's me more than the glasses. It's embarrassing. I've been thinking about contacting you guys, but I've been so embarrassed I haven't.
No, don't be. You would be surprised how I use the glasses. I'm sighted. Just to be honest, I know just to clarify, but I use the glasses on a daily basis, and there are still things that I mess up a lot with, and I'm the one who's building it. I'm part of the team that builds it. So please, please don't be embarrassed. I would be very sad if you had the glasses and you couldn't get the most out of them, right? That's what we work very, very hard for, and so please reach out to us, and I'll be more than happy to help you with any issues you might have. And you can contact us as many times as you want, over and over again, no matter how many years you've had the glasses with you, and we'll be more than happy to help. So please
Well,
do reach out to us.
you've given me some wonderful training. I had one other question, and that is, since I got the glasses just recently, Envision has become available on the blind shell. I don't have an iPhone. So I did put it on the blind shell, and I'm using it there too. But when I first got the glasses, I was told that I could really only have I could only have them on one device or one device paired with it. Is that still the case? Or and also, is it always, is it still connected to the internet where I'd have to, is it still going to have to require an you know, like a Wi-Fi hotspot or the internet, or is it eventually going to go the route of some other AI that doesn't require cellular data? So that was my question, because I'm trying to figure that all out too. And if I could still, you know, use it, I have it connected with my Braille Note Touch Plus, and I can see how things are spelled, which is really cool, which I couldn't do with the shell, but the shell makes me more mobile. It would be nice. I'll eventually be able to, now that I have it connected to a cell phone, will I be able to do it outside, or will I still need to have a, you know, a Wi-Fi connection and a hotspot?
So one thing is, you still need to connect your glasses to a device. So it's only possible to connect them to one device at a time. We do that for security reasons and to keep things very simple. So you, if you want, you can install the you can install the Envision app on the blind shell phone, and you can pair your Envision glasses to the blind shell phone and use it there, right? So that's an option that is there for you. To answer your second question, there are some features on the glasses that will still require an internet connection. Let's say you want to make a call to an IRA agent, or let's say you want to make a video call to a friend or a family member, or let's say you want to be able to scan documents with it, or use the Ask Envision feature. All of those things still require an internet connection. However, there are a lot of features that don't require that used to require an internet connection, doesn't need one anymore. We'll be more than happy to help you kind of, you know, figure that out. If you just, you know, get in a quick call with us and let us know when you're free, we'll be more than happy to help you with them and answer those questions as well. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you for your innovative product. It's really a good thing. And I like to see all this innovation. Thank you so much.
No, thank you so much for using the glasses, and we'll be, and like I said, you know, please feel free to reach out to us. You know, all of this stuff is only so people can use it. So, you know, I'd be more than happy to help if we can in any way.
Yeah. Okay, Myrna.
So I've been using the glasses. I updated, and I struggled for months. How do you update this? And when I did, it was so easy, but it was really hard to find the information, you know, to how to do it. But, you know, once you do, you can, it's, you go to the connect the Envision glasses tab on the app, and you just do it, and you just fill in your credit card, and it's super easy. So I think you guys have to advertise more. And I was hoping that you guys would tell people on the webinars, but nobody told anyone how to do it. So that's, you know, one comment. Second comment is that what I would like to see more than, okay, book me the flight, blah, blah, blah. You know, I can do that. Okay. What I want to see is what I can't do. And like, you know, what you said, where's the chair? If you drop something on the floor and you'll do Be My Eyes or call Ira, I'd like to see it do that. And it probably sort of half does that now, you know, but tell me where it is. Oh, I dropped my AirPods. Where are they? And also the weakest things that we've had, and you know, various attempts have been to do it, the color ID stuff, because that's apparently like a really hard thing to do, but that's what we need. You know, as blind people, we can go find out our email. We can go find out our calendar. What we can't find out is, what color is this? Or, hey, do I have a stain on this blouse? That's what we really, really need.
Absolutely.
The stuff that, you know, the stuff that you can't do, that you really, why you call Ira, why you go to Be My Eyes, why you try to get, you know, somebody, a neighbor or something. What does this, you know, we've gotten to the point where I've got two kinds of wine. Hey, which kind of wine is this? And I can, you know, I can do that. I can read the label on it. That's fine. So we've gotten past that. But it's like, you know, tell me, is there a stain on this bus, or does this match that, Or what color is this really? You know, that's what we really need. And my third little thing, and I'll let you go, is this. I'm not going to be at CSUN, but I sure want a beta test. I guess I call myself the queen of the beta testers, Larry and John. No.
Sure. Yeah, no, I'm going to so go ahead and sign you up for that. I'm going to figure, and I'm just making a note, and I will reach out to you over email, and then we'll go ahead and sign you up for the beta. So the question about, you know, for example, do I have a stain on this dress, right? That's something that you can do with the Envision glasses today, right? You know, on the Envision glasses, there is the describe scene feature. And now when you take a picture with describe scene, A, it gives you a description, but B, you can ask it a follow-up question, right? You can go ahead and basically hit the same button that you have for your voice commands. You just press and hold on to it. You hear a sound and then you ask it a question. And also it could be something as simple as, what color is this dress? Or is there a stain on this dress? And where exactly is it, right? And the glasses will be able to answer them, you know, to you with a pretty high degree of accuracy, right? Unless something is, you know, really, I would say, complicated, right? The glasses will be able to go ahead and do that for you. As of today, you can go ahead and do that on your glasses. And I would definitely urge you to try it out. And that's something people have been doing a lot. And that feature is what is called Ask Envision, where you can ask Envision questions of your environment or of the things you've scanned, right? And Envision will be able to answer them for you pretty quickly with a high degree of accuracy.
Good. I didn't know you could do that because I've done it with the screen, like, you know, where you, the JAWS isn't talking or something. Oh my gosh, what's going on the screen? And you can say, you know, you take a picture of the screen and then you can say, okay, tell me, you know, what text do you see on the screen or, you know, whatever that I can do. But I didn't know that you could go as far as the stain. You got to publicize it, Karthik. We didn't know that.
Okay. No, that's point taken. I think we'll definitely go ahead and, you know, talk about this more.
Yeah, we didn't know that.
We'll do that. We'll do that. That's a great pointer there. Yeah.
Good. Oh, I'm happy. You just made my day, Karthik. You did.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And please try it out.
I will be quiet right now. I will.
All right. In the few moments we have left, Myrna mentioned it, and I was thinking about it too. So was John. You guys have done some terrific things with webinars and even training materials. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, I think we try as hard as we can, and you know, based on some of the comments here, we can do a better job. And I completely agree that we can do a better job at publicizing the features more and giving people a better idea of how to actually go through the process of doing something like upgrading your software and so on. We really work very closely with the community, right? Which is why I think one of the things that I really want people who are listening in on this, on the podcast, on the webinar, on this call, is to really, you know, come to us and tell us if we're doing something that's not right, or if something is not, you know, if we can't, I would say, if you think something is not clear, I think we're more than happy to understand what is not clear and actually work on it. And that's how we have been able to, you know, like understand that, you know, how to do webinars well, or how to write good support articles, or how to even build the features on the glasses and the app, for example, right? So it's a lot of feedback from the community that we use. And so the more you tell us where we're going wrong, the more we'll be able to go ahead and improve it. And that's how we've done it so far.
And for those who would love to kind of look around at that website and learn more about what you do, it's letsenvision.com. Am I correct?
That is correct. That is letsenvision.com. letsenvision.com. Yeah.
Excellent. Anything else that I did not ask you that you want to get in here as we wind things down?
Not at all. I know, like I said, we're here at CSUN. Mm-hmm. You know, we are showing a glimpse of what Envision is going to be in the next few months. We're going to be launching Envision also on the desktop very soon. We're going to have a web version and a desktop version of the Envision app, you know, you will be able to do things like read PDFs with it. You'll be able to scan a document with the Envision glasses, have them on your desktop. so on and so forth. That's coming very, very soon. You'll be able to use it, you know, on yeah, Windows, Linux, Mac, Safari, Chrome, whatever, you know, browser you want to use it with. You can, you know, that's one thing that we're going to be launching as well very soon. The Envision Assistant is, you know, on private beta. So if you are going to be at CSUN, please come and visit us at booth 1011. I'll be more than happy to show you a demonstration of it. And I'll also sign you up for a beta if you're interested.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Karthik. It's been terrific. And as always, and we're looking forward to the new things that keep coming out concerning these glasses. And thanks so much for being with us on Tech Talk.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And yeah, apologies. I got a little late, but hopefully it was worth it.
No, we got it all in, which was great. And next week, Amos Miller, who used to work at Microsoft and now is working with a robot. What is that all about? Join us next week and find out. And thanks for being with us on Tech Talk. Good stuff. And we're going to head out of here and go to CSUN and go to dinner.
All right. Yeah. If you're going to be at CSUN, then just let me know. And, you know, if you're going to be at the networking thingy, then we'll catch up there.
I will be there tonight just for a brief while. John will be there Wednesday all day.
Okay. Yeah. So, then drop by our booth, John.
Yeah. He'll find you because he's got your email and such. And so he'll get you.
Awesome.
Excellent.
All right, then.
Hey, thank you so much. You bet.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
Enjoy CSUN, Larry. Y'all be careful.
I'm looking forward to it.
Be careful.
Yep.
We're heading out right now.